The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
Good news for would-be homebuyers. Mortgage rates have fallen.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. For the first time since last November, 30-year fixed-rate mortgages have fallen back below 4%. That could heat up the housing market as the spring selling season gets underway. Wall Street Journal housing reporter Laura Cosisto is here to talk about the fall in mortgage rates. So, Laura, Freddie Mac's latest 30-year figure from late last week, what was it and where was it the previous week?
So we were down at 3.97%, and that is down from 4.3% in mid-March. So that's a pretty big drop. That amounts to about $50 off on a typical monthly mortgage payment, and as much as $100 off on a payment for a more expensive house.
From a psychological point of view, is 4% like a magic number below which people are much more inclined to buy?
Well, it's become a magic number. I don't think anyone ever thought we would see mortgage rates below 4%. But for sure, in the last couple of years, that 3.5%, 3 to 3.9% rate has been spurring a lot of activity in the housing market. And for sure, psychologically, when people saw it going up, getting close to 4.5%, that really changed people's psychology around buying.
Yeah, I got to jump in now.
Exactly.
Tell us about the performance of 30-year mortgage rates. They rose after the November election of Donald Trump, didn't they?
Yeah. So essentially, what we saw after the election was a huge amount of optimism about the direction that the U.S. economy was going in, and expectation that we were going to see tax reform, we were going to see regulatory reform, we were going to see this huge infrastructure bill. And so investors were anticipating we were going to see more inflation, more economic growth. Instead, we haven't really seen any of those things yet come to pass. And so we're seeing a waning in confidence in that. And at the same time, we're getting a lot of global uncertainty around Syria, North Korea, the French election. And so we're seeing a flight to safety, which is also driving rates down.
What path does the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage follow? Are they influenced by the direction of another interest rate?
Right. So I think something that people don't realize, we talk a lot about the Federal Reserve raising short-term interest rates, and people think that drives mortgage rates, but actually they track much more closely to 10-year treasuries, and those are heavily influenced by what's going on around the globe, what's going on with the U.S. economy. They're a much sort of broader measure.
I'm speaking with Laura Cosisto, who's the housing reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Looking for an easy way to advance your career or improve your business? Download an audiobook. At Penguin Random House Audio, we publish best-selling business books, often read by the author. Receive expert advice as you go about your daily routine. Listen to an audiobook as you commute, travel for business, or work out. Visit tryaudiobooks.com/WSJ for a free full download and listening suggestions.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Laura, is a fall in mortgage rates a complete positive, and wouldn't it have different effects in different housing markets across the U.S.?
Yeah, so a fall in mortgage rates was normally a good thing, although it may not be such a great thing this spring selling season. We're already seeing demand well outstrip supply, and I think what you're going to see is it's going to push a lot of people into the housing market who are probably going to buy a house anyway, but were maybe going to wait, who are going to rush in, feel a sense of panic, feel that they've got to buy now because rates are going to go back up. And that's probably not what we need with the spring selling season. Things are already a little bit overheated. And again, that's going to be especially true in pricier markets. The more your house is, the more your house is worth, the more that rates affect you. So we can see that it's putting a lot of pressure in coastal markets.
What's the difference between a fall in mortgage rates in someplace like the Bay Area and someplace, say, in the middle of the country?
Oh, just essentially, if you're only buying a $236,000 house, then it changes your mortgage payment by $50. If you're buying a $600,000 house, it changes it by closer to $90. So it just tends to, those people should also be higher income. They should also have a little bit more flexibility, but it just tends to have a bigger impact.
What kind of effect would lower mortgage rates have on refinancing activity?
So interestingly, usually we see a really direct correlation between mortgage rates falling and an uptick in refinancing activity. But rates were below 4% for so long that I'm just not sure there's that many people that are left. I mean, technically, there are actually a surprising number of people with rates above 4%, but there are people who probably have already had the opportunity to refinance and haven't for one reason or another. So we might see, you know, a few of those people finally say, okay, this is it. This is my time. But we're not going to see a massive uptick.
Can we expect more volatility in mortgage rates depending on what happens in Washington and what happens geopolitically?
Yes. I wish I could tell you that I knew what was going to happen with mortgage rates. Certainly, if you had asked me a couple of months ago, I felt pretty confident that we were on a steady upward trajectory. We were going to see rates closer to 4.6% by the end of the year. I still think that's likely the case. I still think they're probably going to bounce around and still end up right around there. But nobody really knows. I mean, with what's going on across the globe in Syria, North Korea, in France, I mean, any of that, or, you know, just all of the unknowns here domestically as well, any of that could really throw off those predictions. And maybe I'll be sitting here in, you know, 6 months and they'll be at 3.5%. So, yeah, just who's to say?
So now, at this point, do I jump in?
I mean, you're not the first. My friends are all asking me that, and I said I've stopped trying to guess.
Wall Street Journal housing reporter Laura Cosisto, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thanks for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Have a device with Amazon Alexa? Ask her to enable the Wall Street Journal skill and get on-demand access to all of our podcasts, as well as the latest news and market updates. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.